Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Boris Johnson will be the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, chosen as leader by members of the country's ruling Conservative Party.
Above all, I want to thank our outgoing leader, Theresa May, for her extraordinary service to this party and to this country.
She resigns effective tomorrow over her failure to finalize a deal for the UK to leave the European Union. Johnson says he'll get that done within 100 days. A new rule would stop families on one welfare program from automatically qualifying for food stamps.
The Trump administration wants to require people on the temporary assistance program to go through a review of their income to see if they're eligible for free food from SNAP. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 3 million people would be cut from the program, but it would save the feds about $2.5 billion a year.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that knows everyone deserves a day off. Starring Greg Budell.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Jay Scott.
Be a man. Take some Pepto-Bismol, get dressed, and come on over here.
Emily Hayes.
He's a righteous dude.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He'll keep calling me until I come home. He'll make me feel guilty. This is ridiculous, okay? I'll go.
So wrap a hot towel around your head and make yourself some soup. It's time for three men and a lady.
You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, buttercup.
What? Ferris Bueller's online, too.
I remember that. That's a great movie.
This is our finest hour.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because on the counter, you know Jay Scott's got random facts.
Yeah.
That was a convoluted intro. We'll give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz. So Jay, Emily, you're sure to Greg Udell, and Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
By the way, just to carry on our conversation off mic, 15 unassisted triple plays in MLB history. There was a triple play in the Yankees game last night.
So they lost, too, which really...
I know you're doing the weather, too. You brought that up. Still reading this 1964 New York Times article about CBS buying it. Do you know who owned... They owned the Yankees. They didn't own the stadium. Do you know who owned the stadium in 1968?
Who?
Rice University in Houston.
Get out of here.
Wow. Whoa!
Yeah. More baseball stuff coming up.
Bet they wish they had held on to that a little bit longer.
A side dish owned the Yankee Stadium. showers and thunderstorms developing by later this morning. There's some showers on the radar already, but they will be locally heavy downpours as a front moves through. This is the front we've been talking about. High today, held down by clouds and showers, low to mid-80s. The showers end this evening as the front actually moves through. In fact, I've got the front just south of Montgomery at 7 p.m., turning cooler later tonight, low 67, tomorrow and Thursday. His voice just changed. Mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights. Upper 80s daytime, mid to upper 60s at night. Friday's high near 90. A little more humidity by Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, back to business as usual. Hot and humid, scattered hit or miss storms. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees, incredible humidity at 94% at 7:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
7:06. Yes?
Yes. I wanted to tell everybody where we will be today. For Cram the Van. It's our annual school supply donation drive to help out the kids and teachers of the River Region. And if you've got some school supplies that you would like to drop off to us in person, we will be at Lewis Lawn Equipment today on Northeastern Boulevard from 11:30 until 1. Just look for the Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van and you can drop off your donations there. There's also an additional 6 locations where you can find our Blue Water Broadcasting barrels. Visit Newstalk93.1.com to find out more information on how you can help us Cram the Van.
Rich mentioned during the timeline that today is Woody Harrelson. He's 58.
58.
I thought he was older. Because I saw him in that movie he made with Kevin Costner for Netflix.
Right. About the...
Chase Down Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah.
And...
that was makeup, yeah.
Must have been. And then I didn't really see him as Archie Bunker in that TV thing back in May.
When he was Woody on Cheers, he was just a pup.
He really was. Well, it's his birthday and Slash's birthday, so here's a Woody and Slash mash.
Excuse me, my name's Woody Boy. I'm a friend of Coach's. Is he around? Cat and a mouse don't play together. They're mortal enemies. They don't even know the same game. Hey, what about that scene where the guy cuts her head off? I mean, there's no way her head's going to come off in one clean cut like that.
Howard Dean.
He had some funny lines, and the writers had fun with that character.
I got to hear this. Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
It looks so good. I got emotional watching it.
Really?
It's really good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's based on an article from an Esquire magazine that it was done in 1998 on him, and even that article, reading it yesterday, was really, really moving.
You can't hate everything.
Excuse me, Janelle. I mean, Emily.
I just... Am I the only person not excited about this movie, though?
No.
Maybe he doesn't mean as much to you guys as he means to me and Jay.
Tom Hanks or Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
I know Mr. Rogers is.
No, I was talking about her who means to me, and I was like, oh, Tom Hanks or Mr. Rogers?
How much does Tom Hanks mean to you, Jay?
He's a national treasure.
Oh. Bless it.
I like the stuff he did with World War II vets and
space.
Greatest Generation in space.
Apollo 13, yeah. No, good stuff.
See, you hear
put Greenbow,
that
Alabama on the map.
His best friend is Alec Baldwin.
No Greenbow, Alabama.
I know.
His best friend's Alec Baldwin.
People make mistakes.
I'm kidding. He doesn't even know Alec Baldwin, probably.
709.
You're okay. Everything is okay. You don't have to be angry about everything. I think people enjoy Happy Greg as much as some people enjoy Rant and Raven in the afternoon, Greg.
710, what's the one part of your house you don't want to have to replace? The roof, exactly.
That never gets old.
I see what you did there with a joke.
But when it comes to any type of roof repair... You want to talk to a company that's been around. They're in their eighth decade. And the reason they are is because their reputation for integrity is impeccable. That's Jones Brothers. They do great work, but they're never going to tell you you need a new roof when you don't. But when you do, this is the company you want in with the guarantee that they're so proud of. They show you three examples on their website, jbroof.com, of roofs that they completely replaced because the customers weren't quite satisfied. They'd rather redo it than have one person with a chip on their shoulder about a job they weren't happy with. So they make every effort to make sure that investment pays off for you as a customer. Most of the time, though, water gets in as a house settles and ages, and that's what causes staining in the ceiling and so forth, and they can take care of that, too. They trace the source of the water getting in, seal it, and then dispatch a touch-up painter to make that ugly stain go away. They also offer other services, replacement windows and doors, and screened-in patios for your home that you can use year-round. Find out more by going to jbroof.com or call them direct at 800-264-8009. Down to the traffic dungeon next at the convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling our way into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things still look pretty good out on the roadways. We do have one accident for you. It's on I-85 northbound at the exit ramp to the boulevard, so be careful in that area. Traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. There's some slowdowns around the traffic lights. Just be careful there. Let's get into work safely this morning. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch, then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I would like to impress you guys. I got a nice thank you note from Larry, who was a Food Outlet winner. Larry H. And take a look at all he was
able to. All he bought with that $10?
That's a great idea. This was a good idea to send that to you, that picture. That's really good.
What? Yeah, sure. What do we got there?
He's got
eggs.
Now, those Pixweet Farms, those are frozen veggies, and they're good. Yeah. I buy the steamable kind.
Cauliflower. We got
beans.
Beans.
How many bags of cauliflower do you see there?
There are four frozen vegetables.
That's right. And there's some lettuce.
Potato salad,
a pound of turkey.
Ground turkey.
Good Lord.
Some large eggs.
Those eggs, by the way, 72 cents a dozen.
It's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food for $10, and wow. I appreciate it. It's a great illustration of how far you can stretch. That's a nice thing to win, and I want people to go into Food Outlet.
I want people to do more of that. I want people to send us what they buy for $10 at Food Outlet.
We should give him some bonus moon pies. Do we still have some of those?
We still got tons of them, yeah.
All right, so we'll add a six-pack of moon pies to the pop quiz question today. But I want to thank Larry for sending that. We appreciate the extra effort. Yeah, it really is. It really is. That was cool. We are at 7:13. We have your local news. And when we come back, today's edition of Brandon Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, which will include a six-pack of moon pie. Three flavors.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools is showing improvement in its accreditation process. A report from Advanced Ed shows 5 of 9 areas are now meeting standards. In March of 2018, 8 of 9 areas were below standards. The school system will undergo a standard accreditation evaluation in the spring of 2020. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting. 23-year-old Kadarius Fountain is charged with capital murder and the shooting death of 18-year-old James Richardson III. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Governor Kay Ivey's Criminal Justice Commission met for the first time Monday. This group will tackle issues like overcrowding, understaffing, and safety in prisons. The group will meet again next month and tour state prisons. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
Can I get you some coffee?
Do you want to go get some coffee?
Nice steaming hot cup of joe.
Oh, look! Our lattes are ready. I'll get them.
Oh, thank you.
Dear.
I would love to have a cup of coffee. Thanks for offering.
I need some coffee, please.
That's Civic Coffee.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
Best coffee on the market.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You're ramped up on caffeine.
Gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy.
Or trade.
Yes, we do buy.
Diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July 23rd is Yada 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 Day.
So, I'm on 3rd Avenue, minding my own business, and yada yada yada. I get a free massage and a facial.
Yada yada.
Yada what?
Yada yada yada.
My old boyfriend came over late last night. Yada yada yada. Anyway, I'm really tired today.
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still single.
I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
So go out and celebrate and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
But you yada, yada over the best part.
No, I mentioned the bisque.
And now, you gotta pay attention because you can win with today's random.
That's good.
Hey!
Yada, 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 yada. Not what I expected. Did you know?
Ooh, that was loud, Jay.
Sorry.
Everything is loud. Did you know? Did you know?
Don't be a creep.
Nine.
Dadnabbit!
These are careless whispers. You're sounding like the Whams.
The Wham family.
Do you know the blue M&Ms didn't exist until 1995 when a poll was held to replace the tan shade of M&M?
I remember that.
Yeah, that was deemed redundant because of the brown M&Ms. Out of the choices, pink, blue, and purple, blue was the winner.
When you think of pink and purple, I think of Skittles.
Yeah, that's a tropical.
Or color. The Easter M&Ms that are all the pastel colors.
Crayola crayons.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, used to replace colors every once in a while.
They did, yeah, and sometimes it was a big deal.
Yeah. I remember the one that was, if you got this, the Crayola, what was it, the 160, the 64
big one, yeah,
or the 128?
128. No, that was the monster. Yeah, I never got that. It was weird.
Yeah. I know. We're poor.
I had my 16-pack, and I was just like, it looked like a pack of cigarettes.
You got 16, we had the 8.
Yeah, there was that,
then,
too.
Then they had, like, almost like a sharpener on the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was highfalutin.
Yeah, really?
Well, you got to stay inside the lines. It's hard to do that when it's all rounded off.
Oh, right.
Do you remember there was a big, the flap? There was one color they eliminated, flesh.
It looked like dog poop to me.
Well, no, the flesh colored was white.
Yeah, it was so you could color in white people.
Oh, like right, yeah, and so they go flesh colored, and it's like, guess
well,
what?
That's not very inclusive.
Not at all.
Oh, I thought that one was the brownish one.
It had a tint to it, but there was
a dog poop one. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you know, barely a year after the 1969 moon landing, the American public had completely lost interest in space exploration?
Yeah.
To such an extent that 90% of people surveyed could not remember the name of the first person who put their foot on the moon.
You're kidding me.
This comes from a New York Times article. Where they polled a number of random people in 8 random cities.
Right.
And here are the numbers that correctly named Neil Armstrong. In St. Louis, 1 in 15 people.
That's sad.
In Portland, 1 in 12. In Boston, 9 in 12. That's better. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee had 5 in 12. New York had 8 in 12. They don't give the full results for Pittsburgh, but only one person got it right out of I don't know how many. They actually polled Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah. Do it was?
Yeah, 5 in 13. Wow. 5 out of 13 people could name it was the it
just
was Neil Armstrong.
Almost half.
You know, I was thinking all weekend long what Buzz Aldrin had to be thinking. It was Neil's name kept coming up as the first man to set foot on the moon. But, hey, I'm the
the second man.
Yeah. You know? Well, it was actually like that for, who's the first man in space?
Shepard, you talking about?
Was it Glenn? The guy
who... No, it made it into actual space orbit?
It was Glenn. Right. So, again, me watching this from the Earth to the Moon series on HBO.
Yeah.
A lot of the... they would send some of the other astronauts who were scheduled to go on flights and that sort of thing out to schools and show videos and kind of get that whole support. Hey. But so one of the teachers came over to one of the astronauts, I can't remember their name, but it wasn't Glenn, and said, "We really appreciate you coming. Whenever the kids hear, you know, that there's an astronaut here, they think every astronaut is John Glenn."
Right, right.
So when you're not John Glenn.
Hey, Chris Kraft just died.
Really?
At the age of 95. It was announced this morning. Chris Kraft.
Wow. I did not know that.
He's the guy who designed the mission control. It's the building's named after him now.
I did not know that he passed away.
What was the reason they removed him? There was some flap.
Oh, I don't know.
To that.
I don't know.
That's kind of shocking. Not, I mean, 95, but the timing.
That it happens that right after the weekend of the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. He was born in 1924. So, but yeah, Montgomery, Alabama had 5 and 13. Now, this was not long after 1969. In 1989, they did a poll again. 39% correctly named Armstrong. In 1999, 50% of people correctly named Armstrong.
So it got better.
It got better. In 2009, they didn't do a poll. In 2019, 66% correctly named Armstrong.
Wonder why it wasn't a big deal that year. Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. I guess it takes history that long for it to settle in, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah. I do not know.
Wow.
Did you know that despite Christians making up around 1% of the population in Japan, there has been 8 prime ministers of Japan who are Christian?
How about?
Yeah. Did you know, if not for a coin toss, Portland, Oregon would have had a different name?
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, crap. I know it because it's on the East Coast.
Boston. Correct.
Yeah,
I know. You look surprised too, but I do know some things.
This is a random fact replay. We've done that one.
Oh, we've done that one before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it. Maybe you did it while I was on one of my rare vacations.
I didn't remember it either.
Well, I knew it, but that's knowledge that I already had.
It's time for a cat fact.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. I wish you'd give me a heads up.
I'm sorry.
Cat fact! Yay! The newest cat in our family is named Calvin, and he's so precious.
Well, this cat is named Tombilly.
Tombilly?
Tombilly. T-O-M-B-I-L-I.
To be said like hillbilly?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have a pronunciation on this cat.
Okay.
But is a cat from Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah. The cat from Turkey was well known for her friendliness.
Tombilly?
Yeah. T-O-M-B-I-L-I.
But it's a she.
Yes.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It's a very judgmental hmm.
Please continue.
It's a cat from Turkey that was well known for her friendliness and her unique way of reclining against steps and her chubby figure.
Oh, she a chunky cat.
I'll show you a picture here in a minute. When she passed away in 2016, the city of Istanbul honored her with a statue.
Constantinople.
Can I make that bigger? I cannot. This is what she looks like when she reclines. She gets that arm up, you know?
Oh, she looks like the Dos Equis dude.
Yeah, she gets that arm perched up on the step and is like, yeah.
That's sweet.
Just hanging out here. Just hanging out.
That's super sweet.
Yeah. Did you know?
That was a good cat fact, Jay.
Well, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
Softening you up for this one. Did you know that doctors will sometimes sew hands into a patient's abdomen to avoid amputation and allow healing while avoiding infection and tissue death?
What? Thanks a lot for not asking me, Doc.
So hands?
They will sew their hands into their abdomen, and I have a picture if you want to see
it. Now, you're saying they're sewing the patient's hand into the abdomen?
Yes. That's an awfully blurry
picture. How do you wake up and not realize that something's amiss?
This guy looks like he's got his hand in his pocket, but it's a stomach pocket.
Can you sue the doctor? Can you sue the doctor? That's really wild. That's weird.
Is that real? That's not real. That can't be real. That's not real.
It's supposed to promote
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
In order to keep the wounded hand alive, we opened the abdomen, took off the skin, put it inside the cavity to protect it. It must stay in that pocket for about 42 days to ensure that it develops new tissue and tendon material.
And then what?
And then they do a skin graft.
Oh. But do they take the hand out?
Yes.
I can't think about this stuff this early in the morning, Jay.
May I see?
It's all part of healing.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's all part of healing and everything. It's a little weird.
It's weird.
Nice belly. Thanks. It has pockets.
Did you know?
Horrible. That's so bad.
That's like nice.
But every time that I have a dress that has pockets, that's the first thing I say is, this has pockets.
Nice dress. Thanks. It has pockets. Thanks. It has pockets.
This is wrong. So wrong.
Hope nobody ever tries to hold one of them up. Reach for the sky. <It's>
Mister.
That is funny.
I'm Picarded. Don't worry about it. Did you know the Pentagon has worked behind the scenes on over 800 major movies and more than 1,000 TV shows?
Well, I'm sure they have to give that level of accuracy in the shows, but to also make sure they don't hit on anything that could be true.
They want to keep it.
Some things require permission too.
Yeah, basically, if you go to the Department of Defense and say we need to use military stuff and that sort of thing, I remember this basically from watching a lot of documentaries about some of the movies Michael Bay has made over his career, because he uses the military a lot.
Right.
If you show them in a good light, they will allow you to use pretty much anything you'd like to use.
I bet.
Whatever you want to use.
It's all a PR thing, you know? I mean, really, if you think about it.
But if you show them in a bad light, they won't.
You're stuck using cardboard boxes right. That say, like, SS Mobile.
Back to the Crayola.
Yeah.
Listener Wiley sent us a link to a story from 1999 when Chestnut replaced Indian Red as a Crayola color.
Chestnut. Did you know that during filming of Suddenly Last Summer, Katharine Hepburn was so upset at the treatment her co-star had suffered that when the final cut was called, she confirmed first that her services were no longer required, and then she spit in the face of the director.
I just heard that story on TCM the other
day. Did you?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
It was directed by Joseph Mankiewicz.
Yeah. Father of Ben Mankiewicz.
Yeah, I don't know who, because it has Elizabeth Taylor, Katharine Hepburn, Montgomery Clift, Albert Decker, Mercedes McCambridge, and Gary Raymond. I don't know who the...
Mercedes McCambridge is famous for what else?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
She was the voice of Linda Blair as Satan in The Exorcist.
Is that right?
Oh.
That's
that
cool.
Was her.
Stop it.
Interesting.
How about that?
I get chill bumps every time I think about what came out of that little girl's mouth as far as what she said. Wow. Mm.
That movie Suddenly Last Summer came out in 1959. Did you know there is a tree whose fruit naturally explodes, shooting its seeds up to 100 meters away? It's an evil tree. It's called the sandbox tree, also known as possum wood. It's an evergreen tree that has, exploding fruit. I need to go to Rich for this one because I am not sure. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe he agrees. Right. It's a weather thing. Did you know that heat lightning isn't real?
Of course not. It is not real.
Okay.
But you see a clear night. And you see lightning on the horizon, and it's a hot, warm, humid night. My dad would tell me it was heat lightning.
Heat lightning. It's not a thing.
It is a real thunderstorm. There is no such thing as heat lightning.
There isn't.
It's a real thunderstorm. Off over the horizon.
I just found this out. I was yesterday years old when I found that out.
Yeah.
And that's really cool that your dad taught you that, too.
He did, too, but he believed it because his...
Yeah, exactly.
His dad said the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense.
My dad,
no,
too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Summer 69. Right. Watching the storms over the ocean.
Right, right.
While we were at the beach in
Pompano. Heat lightning. Well, sure, it happens during during the summer and all that, but no.
There's no such thing as silent lightning heat generated from heat. What we call heat lightning is simple and normal lightning far enough away that we can't hear it.
It's a thunderstorm, folks.
How am I an adult?
There is no such thing.
I know, right?
And that's something I could watch for hours on end, distant thunderstorms.
At the beach?
Just watching them over the
ocean.
At the condo,
at the beach? Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Cool.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, I did not know this.
I'm a little upset.
Until yesterday when I found this fact, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I hope I don't throw that out there, and Rich says, no, heat lightning's real. Oh, what are you talking about?
No.
I was kind of nervous about that.
The internet lied to you, Jay. Go ahead.
And finally, did you know that there is an estimated 20 million tons of gold in the ocean?
All that pirate booty.
Is that it, or is it just random mineral deposits?
It is...
random Blackbeard deposits.
Let me open it. I don't actually know. It just says there's gold in the ocean.
There's gold in that there ocean.
20 million tons of gold in the world's ocean. So why don't we all head down to the ocean with our gold pans in search of this? While it is indeed fact that gold is contained in salt and seawater, the difficulty of extracting the gold lies in its extremely dilute existence. Oh. Although 20 million tons of gold may seem like an amazing amount, when you spread that throughout the entire ocean, you get a quantity of roughly 0.004 parts per billion.
Oh, man. Couldn't you just drain the ocean?
Yeah, another way to think about it would be that you would have to process around 30 million pounds of seawater to extract 1 ounce of gold.
Nope, not worth it. Not worth it.
But we do know that in the Caribbean and the Florida Straits, there are dozens of ships at the bottom there.
Oh, my God. Still.
I forget the name of the guy. Fisher, I think, was his last name, who did find one of those wrecks and unearth God knows how many millions of dollars of pure gold.
And first had to haggle with the state of Florida, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of lawsuits.
If it's in international water, is it yours?
I believe it is, but they worked out something.
Depends on how much.
That was a big story down there, I think in the 80s.
I mean, I'm not...
Mel Fisher, I think, was his name.
Yeah, not legally. I'm not giving you any sort of fact of this that it depends on how much. I'm saying that... if you go out into the ocean in international waters where you might say that it is yours to take,
beyond 12,
but you come back and say, I found this much, some government somewhere is going to say, that's ours, give it back.
Right.
That was a Spanish galleon. In fact, most of the ones that are sunk in that region did come from Spain.
Spain!
I think I heard 400 were lost with... large quantities of gold.
They were
metals.
Amazing ships. They got more miles to the galleon.
Show's over, folks.
Hi-yo! This wasn't one of those electric ships, was it?
Oh, man.
I just wanted to see how red your face was, because that was good. It is 7:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I posted that picture that our listener sent us of all he was able to buy with 10 bucks of food outlets, so you can take a look at that and see just how far you can stretch your money. Today is the last day for these. But now, everything in the store is cost plus 10. However, they single out a whole bunch of things every week for a special price, like Blue Bell ice cream, the full half-gallon size, $4.83. I was at one of the chain stores. I do reconnaissance shopping, so I can give you the straight scoop. $7.99 for that same half-gallon. $4.83 at Food Outlet. You don't need to be a math expert to know that's a big difference. 72 cents a dozen for Sure Fine Large Eggs. That's one of the items in our photo that I just put on my Facebook page. Green cabbage, 40 cents a pound. And last night, I had a fabulous dinner, baked chicken breasts, all keto. All keto dinner. It was awesome. Chicken breasts, boneless, $1.63 a pound. You're not going to come close to that anyway.
I'm glad you guys are sticking to that, and you've done it for
a
few weeks.
It's a tough thing
now
to stick to, but once you get going with it,
I have not touched a slice of bread, except to serve it to you guys, or a starch in 17 days.
Oh, that's wow. The other problem, that you're doing this, but you're also making this food for us,
right?
Which means the temptation is just all in front of you. So good on you.
It's like alcohol. You're not really sober if somebody orders a drink and you get all blah, 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 I can't. Right, you're not really sober.
Well, how can we do this for you on cigarettes?
So when I bring you guys cocktails in the morning.
What? Yes. What?
That's why I don't have an issue with having to have one for myself.
It's cocktails now?
It's endless mimosas.
It's Bloody
at
Mary,
6 a.m.
It's Bloody Mary Monday.
Finally, the perks of this job are paying off.
It's three locations. Coliseum Boulevard, I'll see you there every Sunday morning, sending Bailey Grahams. And Main Street in the Preferred Community, and in twice a day, Millbrook, on Highway 14. Now, let's find out how you can win $10 of shopping at any of those three Food Out locations by playing and winning our pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we told you about the blue M&M coming into existence in 1995. What color M&M did it take the place of?
Ooh, said Merv Griffin. Ooh.
Chestnut.
Who's Merv Griffin? 272-9228 is the number to call if you have the answer to that question. 272-9228. And win $10 of free shopping at the Food Outlet location nearest you. 272-9228. Call now. Operators are standing by.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this morning. We don't have any major hassles for you. If you're on I-65 southbound headed out of Prattville, look out around the downtown area and the river bridges. You're about to slow down there. I-85 is up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big hassles on the boulevard other than a lot of cars traveling with you, so watch yourself around the intersections. The crowds on the 31s are moving along pretty well. There is a big bunch of cars headed out of the Wetumpka area, so watch it around the river bridge and when you get around the boulevard. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Quick reminder.
Join us today from 1130 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
All right, let's see if Addie has the answer to today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Addie, good morning.
Good morning.
And the answer is?
Tan.
Tan is correct. Do you remember the new Crayola color that Greg just happened to mention that came in 1998? Do you remember that?
No, but it took the place of the flesh one, I think.
You're right about that.
Indian red. It was replaced by chestnut.
Chestnut. Sounds like a horse.
Good, and hey, that's a great...
Well, congratulations. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called one time before, and I did not make it through the Truth or Baloney.
I gotcha. Ah. Well, thank
you. You're a winner now. Persistence
congratulations.
Pays off.
Thanks very much, and stand by.
And now you know you can get through and win, so don't let this stop you in the future, okay?
Thank you.
And Brian H. is on the line. Good morning to him. Hey Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
man. How are you?
I'm doing great today. It's cool.
Has cool air come through where you are?
Yeah, I'm in Prattville.
Okay. It's much further.
Well, it's the front hasn't even made it, so you'll feel even better tonight.
Good. I need some cold weather.
Good deal. Well, we have our winner. We just wanted, since you hung in there, we wanted to say hello.
Hello. How you doing? Y'all have a good day, and I'll see y'all at Lewis Lawn this afternoon.
Take care. Oh, all right. We love hearing that, too. Yes, Lewis Lawn. Lewis's are two of the greatest people I've had the privilege of working with is in the first, well, I think they've been with me for like 11 years.
You're from them?
And I so appreciate that. And by the way, they have that big triple play. We were talking about triple plays earlier this morning.
Right.
They have that triple play deal on Exmark mowers going on right now. $1,000 on select mowers off, 0%, no payments till April of next year. And they reboot the warranty when the payment starts. So you get 22 months of warranty coverage. Great deal right now at Lewis Lawn. Stop and look while you're dropping off school supplies for our Cram the Van today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Extremely humid air covers the state right now, but I posted, if you're on Twitter or Facebook, what the dew point's going to do in the next couple of days, or actually in the next 24 hours. We're in the tropical 70s right now. The dew point this time tomorrow morning, maybe 55, 56. That's going to be nice. I'm looking at radar right now, and I see some showers from Sylacauga and through Coosa County down to Prattville, down to around Lounsboro. So the showers will fill in today.
See and any become, heat lightning out there?
Not yet. Quite numerous today. And then the showers will end by early this evening as the front moves through the state. So today's high held down by clouds and showers in the low to mid-80s, and then tonight's low down to about 67. So it turns cooler later tonight. You'll feel the difference tomorrow. Mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights, highs in the upper 80s, but very comfortable upper 80s, and then mid to upper 60s at night. Friday's high around 90, a little bit more humidity trying to creep back by Friday evening. And then by Saturday and Sunday, it's back to, regular stuff. Hot and humid, scattered thunderstorms, hit and miss here and there. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies. Some showers are approaching. Temperature is 76 at 744.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich, we mentioned this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you did, I think, during the timeline, but I didn't know I had this.
July 23rd is Hot Enough For You Day. The only day that it's okay to ask the annoying question, hot enough for you, huh? Any other day and I'll punch you right in the face. So go ahead, ask away on Hot Enough For You Day.
Yeah, nobody's ever asked me that.
I'm sure.
Heat lightning day?
That's next week. I haven't done my shopping for that yet either. I want to talk to you about the number one guy in local real estate when it comes to finding you a place, whether you're renting or buying, or if you have a place to rent or want to sell and get it on the market and get it seen, the hardest working guy in real estate, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. And we've been talking about Eddie for a long time when I made the decision to put my little piece of heaven in Bellwood West, which is a great house. I mean, it looks fantastic. And it's got a lot of upgrades on the inside. It took me less than a millisecond to call Eddie and say, we're ready. So he is overlooked, first of all, getting everything together for the, in fact, people have already been to see it. And if you're interested, call him. Because you listen to the show, you know that a lot of upgrades are put into that house. 3220662. You would just want somebody who's like a 24/7 type of person handling your situation. And that's how it is. He'll take your call anytime. 3220662. And he's got all kinds of properties available to purchase, to rent. And, of course, if you've got something you want on the market, you want somebody working hard to get it seen, shown, and sold or rented, Eddie is your guy. Once again, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 3220662. Fox Business next at 745.
From the Fox Business Network, toymaker Hasbro says its business improved in the spring quarter from a year ago. The company says it's well-positioned for the holiday season and will be featuring toys from Disney's Frozen 2 and Lucasfilm's Star Wars: The Rise of the Skywalker. Apple could wind up owning an important part of Intel. The Wall Street Journal says Apple is in talks to buy Intel's unit that makes modems for smartphones. As part of the deal, Apple would acquire Intel's research and work on 5G phone chips. You could see the anti-flu medication Tamiflu on your drugstore shelf someday. Drug company Sanofi says it has signed a deal with another pharmaceutical company, Roche, for the exclusive over-the-counter rights to Tamiflu in the U.S. Sanofi will handle FDA negotiations as it hopes to make Tamiflu available without a prescription. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting. 23-year-old Kadarius Fountain is charged with capital murder and the shooting death of 18-year-old James Richardson III. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Governor Kay Ivey's Criminal Justice Commission met for the first time Monday. This group will tackle issues like overcrowding, understaffing, and safety in prisons. The group will meet again next month and tour state prisons. And Montgomery Public Schools is showing improvement in its accreditation process. A report from Advanced Ed shows 5 of 9 areas are now meeting standards. In March of 2018, 8 of 9 areas were below standards. The school system will undergo a standard accreditation evaluation in the spring of 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama License number 92244.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
By Chris Hemsworth. You're out. The God of Thunder will now no longer be played by an Australian. The new Thor's a a she, and she is worthy. She is Natalie Portman. Ha! Start physical training. No time for complaining. Gotta make her abs real hard. She is gonna get totally freaking ripped, so she can protect as guard. The best thing about being pro or is the prerogative to use the hammer. Oh, 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 now she is fighting, harnessing lightning, short skirt Mjolnir. Oh, 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 and she can fight if she isn't a guy. Oh, 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 ain't being modest, she is a goddess, up in the air, do what she dares. Is played by a woman.
Oh, heavens, the world is ending. 7:52.
I'm just impressed they could find a rhyme for Mjolnir.
What was the rhyme?
I don't remember, but they used it in the song and was able to not have a problem with it. That's a tough one. You see that spelled out, you're like, how do I pronounce Mjolnir? What is that?
Happy. Thanks.
That better?
That's a little... I guess I'm just going to have to take it.
All right, now we got Boz Gag tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
The show is September...
September.
did you say 8th?
September 8th.
Sunday in September.
Sunday.
September 8th is a Sunday, so it's a... Yeah, it's then.
All right, we're going to play the exciting game, Five Easy Pieces. I'll give you five easy pieces of a Boz Gag song.
Okay. Yesterday it was just one note.
This is a different contest.
Yeah, right.
That was the one note wonder yesterday.
Yep.
So we'll do that in a second, but I got to get your opinion on something here. I don't think it's morning maroon level stupidity, but it bothers me. A Missouri mother went to order a cake for her 2-year-old daughter's birthday.
Okay.
And when she ordered the cake, she wanted it to say, Happy Birthday Lizard, which is her 2-year-old daughter's nickname. That's cute. Is it any different from Goose?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The person either didn't know how to write out the word lizard when she took the cake out in front of the little girl that said, Happy Birthday, Loser.
Oh, no.
And look at the little 2-year-old girl. She doesn't look too happy. And the mother's laughing her butt off.
She looks a bit like a loser there.
No, she kind of looks like, okay, this is life.
I don't know. I'm posting this on Facebook. I don't know. If the girl's upset because they got her name wrong, her mother laughing hysterically is not going to make it better. That's just my thought.
My second birthday, my mom told me I was a loser.
Yeah, that the therapist will be sitting there, legs crossed in the big chair in the office, yeah, right. And she'll be saying, that's what happened back then.
Come outside, loser. Stand in the heat, lightning.
That's funny. All right.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game is called Five Easy Pieces. I'm going to give you five little pieces from a Boz Gag song. All you got to do is call us with the title of it. Piece number one. Piece number two. Piece number three. Piece number four. And piece number five.
Big old jet airliner.
Boz covers the Steve
Miller. Did I put something in your sandwich this morning that I...
Man, oh, that galleon comment was fantastic.
That was pretty much the best thing.
That was
for the show peak.
Great miles to go.
Now I can't hear myself.
Try and have those moments later so we don't have to worry about how we're going to top that. It was like being Picarded yesterday. 272-9228, if you can identify that boss.
Look at that.
Let's go straight to the phones.
Okay.
Here. Hi, what's your name?
Carol.
Hey, Carol, can you give us the name of that Boz Gag song?
Is it Love, Look What You've Done to Me?
Unbelievable!
Nice! Yay. Nice!
Very nice.
I love Boz Gag.
Let's hear a little bit more.
Well, good. I'm glad you got the tickets.
Well, guess what? You're going to be at that concert, and he's going to do that song.
And he's going to look at you.
And dedicate it to you.
Oh, I know he is.
Well, congratulations. You got something to look forward to.
Excellent.
The evening is September 8th. Hang on. Jay's going to get you. Would you like some moon pies?
Sure.
Jay, please add 6 moon pies to her order.
Sure.
And hang on. We'll be with you momentarily here. 7:56. Those of you who have had to deal with glasses and contact lenses, I've heard Joey talk about what it's like post-LASIK to be able to see the fine detail. At Montgomery Eye, they call it HD vision. Whatever word you choose, it's an amazing experience. Having dealt with, you know, the inability to read or see things at a distance, having the LASIK procedure, and then all of a sudden, you get all of that back. And the cost for this miracle continues to come down while the experience continues to grow. At Montgomery Eye, you've got the best group, not just here in Montgomery, but almost anywhere in the United States with Dr. Swan and Shin, two incredibly experienced board-certified corneal specialists who live and work here. They can help you if you, and as I mentioned, it's for what you get, the benefit of restored vision. The price is incredibly reasonable, but if you want to finance part of it, they can help you with care credit for qualified customers. But step one is free. That's to find out if your vision situation can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. So call 272-2020. Montgomery Eye is right across the street from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. This is a practice that goes back to the year 1945, so their customer service is top-notch. They know what they're doing. And when it comes to you and your family's vision need, experience matters most. 272-2020 or online MEP.com for more information. We're almost at 8 o'clock, for crying out loud. Back to the traffic dungeon with Balaki and then Fox News, and then we're back. We'll have a conundrum today so we can send you to the Seafood Bistro with a $10 gift card.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the morning rush hour, and things look great out on the roadways today. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The boulevard's moving along smoothly. There are no delays on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride, and the 31s are busy, but everybody's moving along just fine. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire,
they have presents for you.
Choose between a free Yeti cooler,
a free Wi-Fi thermostat,
or a free air cleaner.
Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick.
Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems.
AC by LaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223.